week will be more rare for Chinese New Year. And I just want to show you this picture. Please turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 22. If you have a Bible app, you have a paper Bible, we have a long story we need to learn from. So please, if you have a Bible, turn to your Bible, your Bible app, open your phone, something like that. It takes many years to turn a desert into a land that can, plant trees and produce crops, all that. Starting, I think, if you look at the Googles, you will see that China, starting 1978, they have a long-term vision. They have a long-term plan. It was out of desperation, you can say that, because the desert was expanding. There are many deserts in China. And they were concerned about, losing land for crops, all these things. So 1978, they started this almost 40 years now, the project to slow down, to stop and turn around desert into land that will be able to, for cultivation. So it takes a long time to turn things around. And it takes a long time to plan. It takes a long time to vision and then carry out. A many generation might not see. I think if you look at those workers, some of them are very old Chinese people, farmers. They may never see the result, but they saw the vision. They saw the needs, they saw the vision, and they were doing their part even starting 1978. So today we would like to look at another project that takes years. And so that's why I want you to read the Bible, because that Sarah, I just asked Sarah to read two verses, but actually it will be involved in a few chapters in the Old Testament. So I would like to ask you to come together today and look at this important so-called project with a vision that actually come from God, and then see how generations and prepare and then work together to make this happen. So let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 22. If you start at verse 5, we'll give you a little bit better picture of what's happening. So David was talking to his son Solomon about his desire to build the temple for God. And then, but of course, as you continue to read that, you will see that he told Solomon, he told the nation that he was not the one to build a temple because of course, in those days, there's some history behind it. And today we're going to have 3 points I want to share with you from a little bit history and then see what we can learn from this project that was carried out many years between father and son. So the first point I want to share with you today is building the house of God requires understanding. You see, David had a heart to build the temple for God because after he became king of all the nation, the whole nation, because it takes a while for the northern tribes to accept him as king. So he was king first for the southern tribes, and then later on, the northern tribes also accepted him as king. So he was king for the whole 12 tribes now. By then, he was living in Jerusalem, and like he described, he was living in a beautiful palace. So his heart was thinking about, oh, now I live in a beautiful palace, but the tent, the Ark of Covenant, representing the presence of God, still living in the tent, a tabernacle. So he had a desire to build the temple for God. And then, of course, as we unfold the story, we know that God said, no, you are not the one going to build it. Your son will. Now, let's turn to chapter 17, because that was the first conversation we have, I think, from David, thinking about building the house, building the temple for God. You see, at that time, David thinking, because he already lived in Jerusalem, in a relative term, The nation was established, as I said, 12 tribes accepted him as king for the whole nation. So he was living in Jerusalem. He thought they were relatively safe. It was time to build the temple. But listen, God knows better. Chapter 17. If you turn to chapter 17, you will see the story, how the story unfolds. So he was talking to the prophet Nathan about the desire to build a temple and see what he said. He said, go ahead if you like. But at that evening, God actually told Nathan, no. You see, sometimes the prophet would got it wrong too. So he thought that he was go ahead to build. But God told Nathan, go back to the king and tell him that this is not the time. This is not the time to build. You see, if you look at chapter 17, I think it's very important that the message coming from God to David. Chapter 17 is a very important passage that we need to go back and revisit if you have time, because this set a motion for God's plan for David and his son. And in this conversation, you know, through a prophet telling David, there's some key points that I want you to look at it, and you will understand why God said that this is not the time. Even though David thought that it was good enough, it was safe enough as a nation to build a temple now. You see, if he built a temple, but there are so many nations around Israel and still attacking them all the time. You have to remember that. We have to remember that David actually was the second king after Saul. Before that, it was over 400 years, the time of Judges. You know that 400 years. You know, this history repeats itself all the time, you know. The nation worship idols, you know, they are doing sinful things, and then God sent the other nations come and attack them, and then they were in suffering, and then they asked God for deliverance. So that repeat for 400 years. So there are many nations around them still fighting all the time with them. So even though David was king now, he thought it was relatively safe for them to build a temple. But think about it. If he built a temple at this point, they might have to run because other nations will still continue to attack them. They might lose. They might lose Jerusalem, the whole city. What if the temple was destroyed? That would be very embarrassing. So God knows the timing. God knows the best. God knows the best. He knew this was not the time. And he knew that he had something for David to do, actually, to prepare his son that he will have a better, more secure nation. Then it was time to build. So in this message, I point out some very important points. You can look at it. I'm sure you may find something more. And he was telling David, I will be with you wherever you have gone. So this is what God was talking to David. And I have cut off all your enemies from before you. You see, that is the promise that God is going to fight, continue to fight for this nation. And the war will continue, but David is going to finish all these wars. So he knows he has some part to play. And God will plan this out and expect David to carry out with him. And I will make your name great. That was the promise that he was also given to David. Now, you look at it, you will see that after he was talking to David about, you know, how he protect him, how he will be with him, and then God actually moved to talking about the nation. I will provide a place for my people, Israel, so that they can have a home, of their own, and no longer be disturbed. So you see that God was thinking about not just David and his household. He was thinking about the whole nation. He was thinking about they need a place where they can actually permanently, at that time, will be feeling safe and secure. Only then, it will be the time to build the temple. So God was talking to David about this message. I just highlight them so it's easier for us to see it. So chapter 17 is a very important message. In that chapter, it sets the whole course for this mission. David has something to do. He had wars to fight because he needed to find a place where the nation can feel secure. People can settle and then starting economies, you know, building, buying, all these things going on, and then it's time, actually, they feel safe enough to build the temple. I will raise up your offspring. Now he was talking about the second generation. I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for me, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. I will never take my love away from him. So as a father, as a king, as a warrior, when he heard this message, he knows where he was at. He knows there are wars that he needs to fight. So starting from chapter 18 to 22, well, before the year 22, you see those chapters. David was very busy fighting wars for the nation. He was very busy fighting wars for his son, so that the temple can be built. You see, we sometimes think this is the time. This is the time that we can build or we can do these things, but God knows better. And he actually stopped David and said, you are not the one going to build. And then David explained to his son in chapter 22, my hands are full of blood because I was fighting wars so that the nation can be truly saved, to the point that now is your time to build the temple for God. David's time, seriously, I don't think it was a good time because they were still fighting with so many tribes and nations around them. And David has to settle all this once and for all. And he did it. And he actually conquered all these nations and subject them to, you know, to his authority. Now it's time for him to say, son, it is your time to build. You see, it's very important for us to see that. We need to understand, brothers and sisters, God's timing and his plan. David understood when this message came to him, he understood there's something he needs to do. The result was good for the nation. The other reason would be good for the nation, not finishing the wars, but at the same time, have someone, his son, will be on the throne and he will obey God. And God said that he will be my son, I will be his father. See, David as a father, when he heard those things, it's just a wonderful. It motivated him to follow God's will, to do what God has something for him. He was the one who was going to fight the wars, but his son is going to build the temple. Brothers and sisters, a lot of time we are so eager to do God's will. Sometimes God says that, no, it's not the time. It is not the time. And we have to understand that. God knows the best. And actually, David was thought that he was, well, it was a good time. Now he's the king of the whole nation. He was kind of fighting with different nations, but, you know, war will continue. But I live in the palace. You see, he looked at it in different ways. He said that, I live in the palace. It's a beautiful palace that I'm living in. Now maybe it's time to build the temple for God too. You see, he looked at it from the angle like a human being. But God looked at the whole picture. He looked around and said, this is not the time because all these nations are so eager still to fight, to try to come in and get whatever they want from the nations. And this is not the time. So he explained to David, and David got the message. You see, in this message, chapter 17, you look at it, God never told him to prepare all these materials. You see, as a father, as a servant of God, he knows that at least this part he can do, fighting the wars and then prepare the materials for the temple. So this is a wonderful understanding of God's will. I think it's very important for us too. We need to know, we need to understand, we need to accept what God wants us to do. We have different role to play as a father and son. The father, he is one of the best warriors in his time. And God used him, his skill, his courage as a general to fight all these wars, to settle all these nations so that the son can build the temple for God. So the understanding part is very important for us as God's people. The second point I want to share with you is building the house of God requires cooperation. No matter how good he was as warrior and how wise his son was, Solomon, they could not build the temple on their own. Nobody could. So it required cooperation. It required us coming together. So if you look at chapter 22, verse 1, so David was talking about he preparing those workers to prepare those nails and all these things for the temple. He already tried to recruit all these skillful people and getting them to ready to help, to serve, to build this temple. Understanding the God's timing and plan is very important, but at the same time, preparation is very important. No one, not any one of us, can build this building. Even you are an engineer. No way you can build this. We need to work together. As you know what I'm trying to say the whole day, the whole morning, about phase two. We need a lot of people coming together. We need people to know how to look at, even just look at the site plan. I look at it, I say, not me. I have no clue what it is. We need people to do renovation. We need people to plan. We need people to know the color, audio, video, all these things, so that we can come together to build. No one can do it on our own. And it's very important for us to see that we are the body of Christ. Not only we serve together with our gifts, we can also use our skill, our talents, our gifts in terms of building phase two. It's very important for us to come together. David prepared all this for his son. Brothers and sisters, we are parents. Especially when we starting to age, we are thinking about our future, you know, how much money I have for retirement. After we are gone, you know, all this retirement, no, not retirement, all this possession I have, money, whatever you have, you give it to your son or your children, not sons, daughters too. This is our thinking. We will give what we have when we leave to our children. No problem. We love them. But can you think about building phase two in this building? Will you be willing to give? Will you be willing to support this project that comes from the vision of God? I was told, even before I came, phase two project was more than 10 years of making. I'm sure at that time, we have our leaders saw that, the need. But as I said, maybe the timing was not right. God knows the best. Maybe at that time, it was not the time to build. We look at it and say, wow, we have people coming. No, we don't have enough rooms. Maybe it's time to build. But as I said, God knows the best. And I'm grateful that our people actually waiting for God's timing. Maybe it's time now. Brothers and sisters, are you ready to prepare, just like David prepared all this for his son so that he can build? It took Solomon only 7 years to build a temple. The reason was so fast because of what David had done. Brothers and sisters, are you willing to invest, not just for your children, but for people that are not here yet? Yesterday, as you know, we were in two malls. I was in Hillcrest Mall. I know our city councilor was coming, and so I was going there to meet him, to bump into him, you know. And little bit sneaky, huh? So I saw him, of course. I thanked him for all that and for what he was helping us. And I'm asking him to help us more when the permit goes to the city, to the mayor, so that he will be able to sign it as soon as possible, all that. And he told me from Leslie, Elgin Mills North, from Leslie, Bayview, this area, Leslie, Bayview, Elgin Mills, highway number 19. I told you guys it was 5,000 units. I was wrong. He said 8,000 units will be built. 8,000, brothers and sisters. I was doing some calculation. You know, my math was terrible. You know, I said 10% will be 800 families. I don't think we can take 800. How about 1%? If just 1% of these 8,000 families come to our church, it's about 200 people, husband and wife, children. You're talking about 200 or 300, at least 200 people. 2%. How about 2%? 160 families coming to our church because they moved into our neighborhood. Are we ready, brothers and sisters? I believe this is God's timing. I can say it right here. I truly believe this is God's timing for phase two. Even before phase two permit came, I already said that the next 2 years, these families will be coming. All these units will be built. And I believe phase two, God's willing. If we willing to invest into the future, we might be able to finish this building just in time for them to move in. We need to work together, brothers and sisters. The last point I want to share with you is building the house of God requires focus. I thank God we did not abandon phase two, even though we have different thinking. But David, you see, when chapter 17, when he heard the message from God, to chapter 22, he was talking to Solomon about he's going to go away soon and all these materials are prepared for you now. When you become king, you're going to build a temple. In that period of time, I'm sure there were some years of fighting wars. You see, David never forgot about this message from God. The temple will be built by his son. You know, in chapter 17, when God was telling him, the name of Solomon was not even mentioned. Solomon was not in the picture in those days. Chapter 22, his name came up. So in some years, David was fighting wars and collecting all these spoils, you know, defeating your enemies. You get all the spoils. He get all this and prepare them for this temple. He was focused. He's focusing on what God was telling him to do. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we are so busy, we forgot about what God wants us to do. If you ask some of us, why are we building phase two? Some of us have said, I don't even remember. We haven't heard about phase two for a long time. But thank God we have people still remember and working on this phase two. It's so easy to be distracted, so easy to have a second thought, so easy to have another ideas. But God said, no, this is what I want. So I pray that we will continue to focus on what God wants us to do. We might need to ask our previous elders or previous leaders to remind us that why were we thinking about phase two more than 10 years ago? So that we know that that is what God wants us to do. I want to show you a Chinese saying. When I was preparing this message, again, this face all of a sudden pop up in my mind, you know. I never remember this face until I was preparing this message, and these words came to my mind. The meaning is already in English. One generation plants the tree, another gets the shade. The other generation gets the shade, because it takes years for the trees to grow. You know how it works. So, and this is a Chinese saying that take generation for someone to plant the trees, and the later on, people will enjoy the result of those labors. Brothers and sisters, I hope that I pray that we will not be selfish, thinking about our own children, planning our own retirement, giving all our possession to our children. Nothing wrong with that. But in God's kingdom, I hope that we can also think about investing. We work hard now, and then, actually, I changed this to this. As a Christian, we pray that someday our labor will turn into harvest. Not just enjoying the labor of the older generation, but because of the labors, the sacrifice that the older generation have given, our younger generations have a better position to do the harvesting, to bear fruits. I look at it as what kind of tree? Vine, maybe? In the New Testament. We plant the vine, and later on, younger generation, we get the fruits. Let's pray together. Father, I want to give you thanks for your mission.